There's a ghost in the attic. I know that sounds strange, but really there is. That's what Debbie told Mom every night as we were tucked into bed. She was 10 at the time. I was 14. I always told her that ghosts didn't exist, but she never stopped believing. Eventually, after a year living in that house, and her claiming there was a ghost there, Mom Pa got annoyed by it. She was too young to have such beliefs, but she refused to give up on Charlie the ghost. When she was almost 12, I couldn't stand sharing a room with her. Her babbling all night in her sleep and talking to Charlie all morning while awake. I took her to the library, hoping to find proof that nobody died there. The newspaper clippings had a different idea, though. Charlie, or Charles Hansen, disappeared from that house long before my sister and I had been born. He was 12. They solved his case only a couple of years before we had moved in. I wish I'd never read how he died, about how he had been shoved into a wooden box and sealed behind a brick wall in the attic. He'd been nailed there by the shirt, and the lid of the box was chained, locked, and nailed closed. My sister took that as proof of her ghost's experience, but I just wanted to ask Ma and Pa why we would move into a house like this, and whether or not they knew what happened to that kid. Do you know what they told me? The price was dropped because that kid died here. I was appalled. Then, in the middle of the night, my sister disappeared from her bed. She was gone, missing. None of us had woken up until late into the morning. The authorities never found her, and my parents refused to leave the house. They loved it there and didn't want to move her stuff around. I moved out when I was 17, refusing to stay in the house that my sister... Well, never mind. To this day, I wear a golden charm bracelet that my sister had worn the other half of. I gave it to her on her 12th birthday. It wasn't until I was almost 20 that I returned. My parents wanted to move out now, and I was glad to help them. I couldn't stand what happened to my sister there, but I was going to get the house. I was already making plans on selling it. It was late that night when my parents had left the house for different reasons. Pa went to a bar to hang out with his buddies, acting like the child he mentally was. Mom went to play bingo and most likely gossip with her friends. It was just me at home. I tried to relax and watch TV, but the house made me too uneasy. It would make you kind of paranoid too, so shut your trap. I was so close to falling asleep when the light ping of a hammer against nails caused my eyes to fly open. I recognized the noise. I'd heard it in my dreams the night my sister disappeared, and it's recurred in my nightmares ever since. I flung off the couch and down the hall to the attic entrance. I pulled the rope and climbed the ladder that had slid down. "Who's there?" I hollered over and over, but nobody replied. It was the first time I'd ever been in the attic, and will be the last. Nothing seemed out of the ordinary except the left wall, which was brick instead of wood like the others. The brick seemed old, except for a small area that seemed to have been replaced by newer bricks. I could have just left it there. The bricks could have been replaced by Ma and Pa, but then I remembered that newspaper clipping from all those years ago. I quickly searched the boxes looking for something to smash the wall in. I settled for a hammer. I bashed it against the wall over and over again until a pungent smell wafted out. I gagged and staggered away, my eyes tearing and my nose burning, but I soon returned to the wall. I dug at the bricks with my hands until a simple wooden chest was visible. It was chained and locked, and the floor underneath was blood-stained in a pool. A key sat beside it. I quickly unlocked the chains, tears continuing to fall as I opened the lid, but this time it wasn't because of the smell of the rot. It was because of the small body inside, the blood-stained pajamas, the hair that had fallen out in chunks, and the golden charm clenched tight. tightly in my baby sister's hand. This is Spooky Boo. If you've enjoyed this story, please give it a thumbs up and go ahead and leave a comment below and let me know what you think. Also, if you'd like to send your own stories in, please send them to scarystoriesonvideo@gmail.com. I'd love to read them for you.